are back together after the weekend. Caleb Dawson and Susan Halvo out covering state softball this morning at Bayport. Tune in at 9:30 a.m. on WOGO, our sister station. And a fairly uneventful weekend for me, friends, and that's just the way I like it. So I don't know if you can hear, but yeah, some of the pestilence is still affecting myself and has affected my family quite a bit. So we just kind of stayed in. Plus, the rain helped that on Saturday as well. Yeah, yeah, I don't know if anybody else has this like 2 week cold that's been going on. It's not that. It's not COVID. It's just a good old-fashioned cold that won't let go once it sinks its teeth into you. So we've been dealing with that. But what was wonderful about it, and especially with the rain too, is I just stayed at home and did the things that I like to do the most. I spent time with my family. I read and I read and I read children's fiction because I'm a 34-year-old kid
Redwall
like that.
Redwall is not just children's fiction.
It's great. Cool. By the way, starting on Monday, our kids' summer reading challenge is coming back. And, yeah, watch the Olympic trials again. Very proud of Kenny Benarek from my hometown of Rice Lake making the Olympics last night. So pretty cool.
Fantastic.
How Dawson?
Oh, I'm going to... uneventful as well. No, it was just a rainy weekend. The only thing that I had planned was a lunch with some folks, and it got canceled. It was just...
Do you like canceled
plans? See, that's
plans?
The thing. Are you at the age yet where you actually want your plans to happen? Because I love it when things get canceled.
You know, there's something to appreciate about a good afternoon that you didn't realize was going to be free.
Yeah.
I think I can appreciate that.
Lots to appreciate. Well, the wedding foolishness continues. We went to the florist to kind of look at what the bouquets and things are going to look like for my daughter's wedding, which that was super fun. Had some time with my mom. And then on Sunday, we had a family birthday. My daughter, Grace, turned higher than the 20s.
And we'll leave that there.
She's a doll. Yeah. So what I have learned over the years is that I have this little box of birthday decorations. So even if I don't do a good job on the cake or the meal, if I hang up this stuff, it instantly looks like a great party. And then I always get those little blow, like, woo, woo, things. And so a great time was had by all. And it was fun. I always bring out the kids' baby books and their childhood. So anyway, that was really fun. And we also had... Steve and Mary Kapla over, her boyfriend. So anyway, it was super fun. It was a good time. And I also enjoyed the rain because I was going to have to mow again.
And you want to keep your eyes well and healthy.
Yeah. And I haven't got my goggles yet.
Make us laugh Monday here in the Wib Wake Up Show with Caleb Dawson and Susan Dawson batting leadoff here as we set the bar kind of low because we're asking for your best jokes as well at 715-396-1670. Leave us a voicemail there on the Wib listener line, 396-1670. I'm sure Dawson's are going to be amazing.
Of course.
But I don't have anything that great today, and Susan was just trying to find stuff that was appropriate. So,
doing my best to shift the blame here. They were supplied by my wonderful father, Mark Halverson. So let's see what he's supplied me with. Kicking things off, it's been a good day so far. This morning, the bulb finally burned out in my check engine light.
That's a bad thing. Okay, this is my longest joke. So one day, a guy in a pickup truck was pulled over by the police, and the police noticed he had cages full of squirrels in the back of his truck. And he said, "Sir, I'm going to need you to take these squirrels to the zoo." So the driver did so and left. And the next day, the driver was back, but this time every single squirrel had a tiny pair of sunglasses. And the officer said, "I thought I told you to take these squirrels to the zoo." And the driver replied, "I did. Today I'm taking them to the beach." That was long for very little payoff. Sorry, listeners.
All right, guys. I told you I had a pretty uneventful weekend. What I forgot to mention is that I had a fight with a man on some moving stairs on Saturday. We just started arguing at the bottom, and things just escalated from there.
That's funny.
I dusted once. It came back. I'm not falling for that again.
Did you know that the man who invented sandals was French? His name is Philippe Philop.
Well, hey, last time I was at Macy's, I was going through the makeup section and, you know, people are trying on different things. And I told this one lady that she'd painted her eyebrows on too high. She looked surprised.
Talking about moving stairs, I had a similar experience. I quit my job as a treadmill tester. Just felt like it wasn't going anywhere.
You're much better here. Your talents are better utilized here.
I think so.
What did the whale eat for lunch? Fish and Ships. It was a big whale. Fish and Ships.
Okay. Wake-up show. All right. I have one more. Here's the thing.
Please.
In case I ever lose this job, especially because my jokes are so bad, if I ever get booted out, inspecting mirrors is a job I could easily see myself doing.
You guys are hilarious.
Make us laugh Monday. We did what we could. Well, guys, we put this out on the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook page and the main WWIB radio Facebook page this morning. Getting a lot of response so far. What quote-unquote outdated piece of technology do you still prefer? What outdated piece of technology do you still prefer? Like, these are, again, a lot of great responses. For instance, Karen says physical books. None of these e-books. Physical
right.
books. And she says crank down windows in cars.
Oh, I remember those.
Outdated compared to the actual, you know.
Yep. And remember the windows, little triangle wing windows? But there were such a thing.
But yes, I've heard of such a thing. Yeah.
And I really miss my iPod. I rarely listen to it anymore because I always want to be connected to my phone, but it's just so nice to have this own little world of music where nobody can call you or interrupt you.
And that's stealing all my thunder because that's what provoked this exact question this morning.
I'm sorry.
Is because I was thinking as I was walking along with my brightly colored iPod Nano and listening to the radio, and then I've got some music stored on there as well too. I was like, how great is this that I can't be connected to the internet. I can't be called. I can't be texted, nor can I call or text anyone else.
It's just
me, music, and the fresh air outside. And there's just something so peaceful about that. And you're like, well, an iPod is still technology, Kayla, but it's lesser technology. And it might seem a little outdated. Dawson, for you as the youngest member of the Wib Wake Up Show today.
Oh, it's funny. I was scrolling through them, and I believe one of the ones was a phone with no answering machine that came up. I can't really wrap my head around. I mean, like, to an extent, you don't need cutting edge stuff, but like, if there's stuff that's most convenient, things from like a couple decades ago, you can probably move away from that. On the note of music, Peter from Lancaster, Pennsylvania said a CD player in his truck, no longer standard equipment, but he records stuff on it every week and plays it while he's driving. More than that, every time he gets a new truck, he says he puts a CD player in. That sounds like a lot of work to keep the CD player present in his life.
He loves the CD player. Again, we're asking on the WWIB Radio Facebook page, what quote-unquote outdated piece of technology do you still prefer? Dana says sending real letters in the mail, not just this email.
I absolutely
agree. There's something about getting a handwritten note to the point that when someone sends me spam, regular snail mail, Charter.
And
it looks like someone wrote a little handwritten note or else it's something political or whatever. You open it and you're pretty sure it's probably spam. But they make it look like someone actually hand addressed it. And so you open it just to see in case someone actually took the time to write you a note.
Yeah. But at least they call me a valued customer.
Yes.
So that's good.
It's much appreciated. Stop raising my rates.
I still use my grandmother's Baby Ben alarm clock.
Really?
Yeah, I do. You wind it up and it's really hard not to overwind it, but I love it. And it goes jingle, 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 just like cartoons.
We'd love to know yours. Again, maybe call it outdated, but what's a piece of technology you still prefer to any of the new versions of it? In the meantime, we have a birthday in my family.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Happy birthday to all of us to you. We wish it was our birthday so we could party too. Happy birthday.
I want to wish a very happy birthday to the newest high school graduate in my family, my little sister, Lydia.
Aww.
It's her birthday today.
Happy birthday, Lydia, you beautiful girl.
I hope she has a wonderful day. Maybe sleeping in, maybe not, but you deserve it if you are. Micah Tyler's her favorite. This is Walking Free. Happy birthday, Lydia. The Wib Wake Up Show, Caleb Dawson and Susan with you on WWIB, where we are family. We're asking you on the Wib listener line at 396-1670 by text or voicemail or on the WWIB radio and Wib Wake Up Show Facebook pages. What's a, hear the air quotes, outdated piece of technology that you still prefer to its newer iterations? And we've talked about, again, maybe just that old peaceful iPod Nano, which again, isn't that old for some folks, but things like that or landline phones that didn't have an answering machine.
Right.
And a missed call was truly a missed call and you then didn't need to worry about it. So a lot of folks have been weighing in on this.
Right. And my friend Karen I so agree with you, Karen. I miss the dials on my cooktop to set the temperature and also the dials to control the heat and air conditioning in cars. Everything's touchscreen now. I like to crank, you know, the mechanical.
Yeah, something actually tactile about that.
I'm an old geezer. I have to say,
it took me, and Dawson's probably going to laugh at this, but it took me forever to move. I had the LG Envy 2 phone.
Yeah.
And it took me forever to want to move to a touchscreen phone because I liked the tactile sensation of texting with buttons, actual physical buttons.
Absolutely.
And I'm like, I'm not going to like these touchscreens. Now I don't know how I'd ever go back. But at the time, it was tough.
You get comfortable where you are.
Touchscreen. And the other day, I was touching the screen of my laptop. I'm like, wait, Susan.
That's what my three-year-old does. We have,
like, touch.
We have
doesn't
a laptop
work.
and we're listening to music on YouTube and things like that. And my three-year-old just stabs her pointer finger at the screen. She's like, that one.
You and me both, and, Nora. Babe.
Yeah, and it's not working. Jeff from Thorpe on the WIB listener line at 396-1670. He says, I'd rather write notes versus using my phone or computer. And there's something, again, about actually writing things down. That's how I always took notes in college, was actually writing it down to help me remember a little bit better. On the WWIB Radio Facebook page, again, asking you, what outdated piece of technology do you still prefer? How about this one from Darcy? Cookbooks. Actual cookbooks.
It is almost unfortunate Darcy brings up cookbooks on today of all days, as it is maybe one of the darkest days in the history of cookbooks. Back in 2006. The Twinkies cookbook was released, perhaps innocent on its surface, but it featured terrifying recipes such as the Twinkie burrito and Twinkie lasagna.
Wow.
I might try the Twinkie lasagna.
Really?
I might, depending on... Well, and here's the thing. Here's the thing. Is this a dessert lasagna or is this regular lasagna
that
made with Twinkies?
Because much needed context.
That's the important question there.
I think it's a lasagna, like Snicker salad is a salad.
Yeah. I've also we here in the good US of A have so many, you know, names for things that make them sound better than they are. For instance, a granola bar. I've enjoyed some granola bars recently that are chocolate dipped. That's not. And they're like, oh, it's granola. It's no, it's not. That's a candy bar masquerading as health food.
Yeah.
That cereal, Kellogg's Cracklin Oat Bran, it should be called Tiny Oatmeal Cookies. It's so delicious.
It's delicious. Keep weighing in again. What outdated piece of technology do you still prefer? We'd love to hear from you at 396-1670 or on the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook page. And again, people saying things like cassettes, CDs, CD players, actual maps from Jan, pencil and paper. And Kevin says, my original Nintendo. I am with you there, my friend, the NES. I didn't have one originally when it came out, but in college, we had great times playing on that original Nintendo.